It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning, and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. What a privilege to be alive this morning. If you can hear my voice, that means we have been given another chance at life. Let us take this moment of our time to tell God how grateful we are. Father, we, your children, are gathered before you, and we want to say a very big thank you to you for another gift, for your mercies that are new every single morning. If you're new to this channel and you're wondering what we are doing right now, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's a time of the day where we get to learn and share the Word of God, where we get together as believers, and we all are welcome, unbelievers, to get to be on this show, because on this show we get to see mega transformations in everything that we do. On this show, we get to equip ourselves for day-to-day work. And if you're a frequent on this show, I want to welcome you back. You're welcome back. And you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell another person, to tell everybody that it is time for our devotion. Let's gather our community. Let's gather our family and friends and let them know that it is time to hear the Word of God. So if you are new and if you're a frequent, I still want to welcome you. All is welcome. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to this very, very special segment of today's show. Today is the 17th day in the month of July 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic that says the purpose of marriage. Again, we'll be looking at a topic that says the purpose of marriage. Our hymn today will be taken from hymn 30, When We Walk With the Lord. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 12 to chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 12 to chapter 14. Our memory verse will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. It is not good for a man to be alone. Let's take it together again. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 to 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 from verse 9 to 12. Are you with your Bibles now? The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 from verse 9 to 12. Verse 9 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if the fall, one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says the purpose of marriage. The manual says our memory verse tells us clearly that marriage was established primarily for companionship. God made a helpmeet for Adam, not a competitor. Any marriage where the husband and wife compete against each other will not only become Mark 3 verse 25, which says that a house divided against itself shall not stand. Husband, your wife is a gift from God to help you achieve his purpose for your life. You must create the environment that encourages her to help you rather than compete with you. If not for my wife's help and the grace of God, I would not have achieved all I have achieved in ministry today. Ask God to give you the wisdom to know what to do to get your spouse to help you. I always encourage and give room for my wife to help me. I don't hide things from her. Rather, I hand some things over to her to handle. After major programs like our annual conventions, I buy her gifts to say thank you for your support. This encourages her to build to help me more in subsequent programs. Wives, stop trying to compete with your husbands. Don't follow the recent worldly trend that is seeking to overturn the roles of husbands and wives in marriages. Don't turn your marriage into a competition where there is a winner and there is a loser. One person's win is a win for both of you, and the more impact your spouse makes, the prouder you should be. In the book of Proverbs chapter 31 verse 23, the Bible says that a good wife makes her husband proud. Husband, if your wife is making an impact in places of authority, you should hold your head up high. It does not reduce you as a man. It enhances you. It shows that you know how to nurture talents well, and things flourish in your hands. Let all involved parties play their part in ensuring a successful home. If every footballer on the field tries to be the striker, so that they can boast of the number of goals they score, who will be the goalkeeper and ensure that the opponent doesn't score against them? The fact that you are a defender does not make you any less valuable than the striker. Play your part and you will enjoy the rewards of success. Don't leave your duty post to compete with your teammate and end up losing in life entirely. Handle your role, support your spouse, and your entire family will win at the end of the day. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says it is better to be a defender in a winning team than to be a star player in a losing team. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, the topic is the purpose of marriage. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you would like to be a blessing to somebody, kindly do us a favor. Do somebody a favor by sharing How can you share? You can visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on the share button and share with somebody today. Or you can always tune in live on our radio station still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. You can also download our mobile application on Play Store or iOS. And you can join us for every of our other programs. You are always welcome to the Praise Palace Radio family. Till you hear my voice again, and till we gather at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, remain blessed. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day today. God bless you.